James. God is good. God is good. Come on, do me a favor. Give your best smile to the person next to you and say, tell that person, God is good all the time. Give your best smile. Please, do me a favor. Give your best smile. God is good all the time. I just like to say once again, happy Father's Day to everybody. Like Mike said, also to me. I was a father. I had two children, still very young, but I enjoy to be a father. Now, I would like to start with a video. The first one will be, What is That? Could you please play that? Mike, thank you. To let you know first, the language will be in Greek, so I hope you can see the caption, but if not, I will let you know. But please follow it. So I hope you get the caption. It's a bit small, and again, it's Greek. The conversation between a father and a son, as you see, the father was a bit, maybe already old and got a little bit of dementia and asking the same question about the same thing over and over again. And the son was agitated and mad and said, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this all the time? The same question, you know?" And then the father got in and, in the house and brought, a diary and asked the son to read the diary that he wrote when the son was about turning to 3 years old. And on that day, in that same spot in the park, the boy, when he was 3, asked the same question 21 times. What is that? 21 times. And it's about the same question. Sparrow. Spuyete. And then when the father answered the same question over and over again, he was not mad. Instead, he was loving, he was hugging. And that's a joy for him to answer that. So because of that diary, the son, I believe, repented in a way that he just got mad with his dad because of the same question. Now, this is Father's Day. Let it be a reminder for every one of us that we all need to respect our parents. And I'm not saying about only the father, but also the mother. And all the mother will say, "Amen." Yeah, I know that. We have to respect our parents because we are what we are because of them. And it's important for us to remember that. So I just would like to remind everybody, if you have parents that are older and got that kind of situation, still respect them. Remember, they love us with unconditional love. Now today I would like to talk a little bit about what we just heard from the reading. The story of many people usually know with the title A Prodigal Son. But today I would like to focus on not the son, but on the father. So the title would be not a prodigal son, but the father's love. And if you think about it, the youngest one, asked from the father his inheritance while the father was still alive. And especially for the Eastern people, this could be seen as a really bad, attitude. You are asking the inheritance when your father is still alive. It means that indirectly you are praying that your dad could go as fast as he can. It's not right. It's very rude, actually. But the father was so loving, he gave the son everything that he asked. But he spent it. The son spent everything until it was all gone. And he spent it not wisely, but he just spent it unwisely. No investment, no. There's no properties that he bought for the future, no. There's no school that he went to for study, no. He just spent it for party and everything. Until he was broke, and he worked in a pig farm, and he was not even able to eat the food that's supposed to be given for the pig. And it was really bad. I mean, he was going down to the very lowest situation. And in his mind, he thought, in my father's house, he had so many servants, and their situation and condition are better than my situation right now. So I would like to go back to my father's house. I know I don't deserve to be his son anymore. I'm not supposed to call him father anymore. This is what is in his mind, right? I will just go back to his house and I will become one of his servants. Not his son, one of his servants. And he went. Now, interestingly, if you read the story, when he was still far away, the father noticed him. So 3 points, as usual, if I preach, I give 3 points about the father's love. The first one, the father's love is so great and for his son that he was waiting. He was waiting. He had been waiting for his son, even though his son had done something so rude, so bad. And he made mistake, big mistake. I believe that was a great mistake that he had done. But his father, he'd been waiting for his son for a long time, waiting. And if I believe he was living with a house, with a terrace, he would be maybe sitting every day and looked far away, waiting, when is my son going to come back? Every day would look far and waiting, expecting his son to come back. And interestingly, if you read the verse, he would stood up and ran to his son when he was still far away. He embraced him, kissed him, and asked his servants to give his son a robe, a ring, and sandals. Now, again, to remind you, when his son was coming back, he was thinking, I don't deserve to be called his son anymore, my father's son anymore. I just want to be one of his servants. But to my surprise, in his father's eyes, his son was still his son. It never changed. His son was still his son, even though he had made so huge mistake. It was a big disappointment. It's a reminder for every one of us here, the first point, that the Father's love so great to all of us that he will be waiting for us. He's been waiting for every one of us. And I believe, if I ask you, is anybody here never make mistake? Anybody never make mistake? Can I see your hand? You never make mistake, not even once in your lifetime. Never make a wrong decision, not even once in your lifetime. You never regret everything that you do, not even once. Can I see your hand? Nobody. We all have made mistake at some point, and we have done something that we are not proud of at one point in our lifetime. But this is the truth. Sometimes when we make mistake, we are running away from our Father in heaven. And we try to hide ourselves away. But the truth is this, God still loves you. And I just want to emphasize it one more time. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm calling you brothers and sisters in Christ. If one of you here, you feel that you've made a mistake and you don't think that God still want you, and you feel, I don't deserve to be called one of his child anymore, I want to assure you, based on the word of God, that the Father has been waiting for you. He's been waiting for you, and if only you come to him, not run away from him, but run to him, he would run to you and embrace you. Doesn't matter what kind of mistake that you've done, doesn't matter what kind of failure that you've made. I assure, based on the word of God, he still loves you. Even though you don't even believe that he still loves you, I assure you, based on the word of God, he still loves you. He's been expecting you to come home. The second point, not only he was waiting for his child, he forgave him. He forgave everything that he'd done. Now again, for the Eastern people, that's unforgivable. But that father forgave him all that he had done. Usually when somebody make mistake and come home, you know me, I also have Chinese blood in my body, so I know how people usually, especially the older one, if the younger one comes and asks for forgiveness, we will do it like this. See, the younger one comes to you, and you try pretending that you are not looking at him or her. And when the one comes to you, approaching you, what? Father, sorry. What? I'm sorry. What did you say? Sorry. Sorry for what? And when the younger one has confessed everything, now you see, eh? I told you so! I told you so! And we will see that kind of attitude. where usually when someone is coming to the other one asking for forgiveness, the one who are, you know, who is the one, the older one would give that kind of attitude just to teach the younger one, so that in the future he will not make the same mistake, or she will not make the same mistake. But when you read the Bible, did you find any kind of attitude like that from the Father? You will not find it whatsoever. The Father forgave him without any questions. Now, I know sometimes you will say, Pastor, you should treat your children. I do agree. I do agree. We should discipline our children. We should treat them with the teaching that you should respect. Your parents don't make mistakes. I agree with that. But you have to know, when somebody make a mistake, a normal person, you don't have to remind them, because they know when they make a mistake and they regret it. You don't have to repeat that over and over again. They know they made a mistake and they felt bad about it. When the father knows the heart of the child, instead of accusing him, condemning him, he embraced him and forgave him totally. And this is a picture of our God, the Father in heaven. When we sin, when we fail, and ask for his forgiveness, he forgave us. He forgave us. How many times Jesus said we have to forgive our brother or sister if they do the same thing over and over again? 7 times? Come on, answer me, come on. 7 times? 70. Is it 490 times a day? No. It means you don't have to count it. You just forgive. Why? Because the Father forgave us. Now, Jesus was giving an example for human to human. Now, if you think about God's love, it will be a lot, lot bigger than that, greater than that. So again, my friend, in this Father's Day, on this Father's Day, to all fathers, let's learn to be loving. And to every one of us who had made mistake, we have to see our Father in heaven. He's been waiting for us. And when we come to him, he will not reject us. He will forgive all of us. Doesn't matter what we've done. He will forgive us. And the third point, to make the story short, and everybody will say, oh, thank God, Pastor Sudhi is always famous. I just would like to say, the third one is so amazing. The Father restored the position of his son. He even celebrated the homecoming of his son. Celebrated. And the Bible said in Luke 15:7, there will be a great party, celebration in heaven when one sinner repent. One sinner repent, the whole heaven will celebrate. This is a picture of God's heart for every one of us. You know, the rope, the ring, and the sandal, those items were not worn by servants. No. Those items were only worn by the son or the heir of the household. When the father gave the rope, the ring, and the sandal, his father was giving this, you know, connotation, this meaning that, hey, you're still my son. Yes, you went astray. People might call you one day a prodigal son, but in my eyes, you are still my son. You are still my child. I still love you. You don't even lose your position in my eyes. When you come home, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting to hug you. I've been waiting to love you. I've been waiting to forgive you. I've been waiting to restore your position. And I've been waiting to celebrate your homecoming with everyone. And I want to do it right away. I can't wait any longer. Anybody here? If you want to come back to Father, and if you feel that you are, you know, maybe you failed him, you have failed him. And sometimes you feel, many times I come back to him, many times I ask for his forgiveness, I don't think he will still accept me. Friends, remember, he still loves you. Human, you know, sometimes we have this kind of attitude. If somebody do something wrong to us once, We'll say, it's okay, I forgive you. We'd smile, right? Once. Twice, the same person does the same thing to us. Reluctantly, we say, it's okay. Different kind of smile. I forgive you. You know, I forgive you. But the same person does the same thing three times. What do you say? Enough is enough. That's it. But when we sing together, and I think the worship team chose that song, Your Grace is Enough for me. Grace, what does it mean, grace? Grace is something that we get even though we don't deserve it. Something that we receive not because of our works. Something that we receive just because of His love. We don't deserve it. None of us deserve it. God's love, we don't deserve it. God's forgiveness, we don't deserve it. The position to be His children, we don't deserve it. But we still get it. Why? Because Jesus died on the cross for you and me. Because all of your sins, all of my sins, has been taken and borne on His body on the cross when He died. That's why. Forgiveness, grace, God's love is free not because it's cheap. It's free because it's too expensive that nobody can earn it. Nobody can do anything, that whatever they want to do, to afford it. No. That's why Jesus died on the cross, because it's too expensive. It's given free for us because nobody could work for it. It's given free for anybody who wants to believe and accept Jesus. And everybody here, I just would like to extend the arm of God to every one of you. If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, remember that He still loves you, even though if you fail. Just come. Don't run away from Him. Instead, run to Him. And if you haven't received God's grace, you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I would like to extend God's arm and invite you. Come to Him, because He loves you. If only you know how much He loves you, your life will never be the same. Happy Father's Day, everybody. And reminding everybody that we have our earthly Father, but remember, we have our Heavenly Father. Our earthly Father, sometimes He makes mistakes, and sometimes I know the story that was not really good to hear or to read, how some people could be very bad as fathers. But again, our Heavenly Father's love is unlimited, unconditional, and He will never stop loving us. I would like to close with another video, and after this, I just would like to surrender and give the pulpit to the one that would close the service. Please enjoy this, and I hope you'll be blessed. We'll be blessed by the video. Again, happy Father's Day. God bless you.